In West Palm Beach, Florida, a piece of Black history is coming back to life. The Sunset Cocktail Lounge was once one of the hottest venues for Black entertainment in the segregated South. In its heyday, some of the most iconic Black musicians performed there. Now it's undergoing a multi-million dollar renovation and reopening in hopes of returning it to its glory days. From member station WLRN, Wilkin Brutus reports. Early
The Sunset Cocktail Lounge was the bastion Black music in West Palm Beach. It attracted some of the most influential jazz and soul singers from the 1930s through the 70s. Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, to name a few. West Palm Beach was the Jim Crow South, which meant Black entertainers were excluded from most venues. But the Sunset Lounge was owned by Black folks for Black folks. On some nights, the two-story lounge in the historic Northwest District drew as many as 1,000 people, adorned in evening gowns and tuxedos.
It was an upscale for us. Everybody talked about who was there and who played. But to me, the Sunset was the cultural equator for the city of West Palm Beach.
Isaac Ike Robinson Jr. is a retired teacher and former city commissioner.
You contained us, but we maintained our own lifestyle.
Robinson served on the West Palm Beach City Commission for 16 years. He ended his term in 2015. By then, the Sunset had been declining for years. There was still the occasional event, but it was no longer the cultural equator. He's now one of the driving forces behind a multi-million dollar renovation and reopening of the Sunset.
Well, really, the advocating for this facility began when I became a commissioner in 1999, because Mrs. Starks, unfortunately, was in failing health.
Who's Mrs. Starks?
Thelma Starks and Dennis Starks were the owners and the purveyors of the Sunset Lounge. And Mrs. Starks was up in age. We had Mr. Starks had passed. And the daily Sunset operation has ceased.
Robinson saw the Sunset during its glory days, and he dreamed of seeing that again.
Every entertainer wanted to come to the Sunset and then go south, down in Fort Lauderdale in Miami. It is because of those two people that that place became the head place on the Chitlin' Circuit.
Yeah, it's all to me. Why not take all of me, babe? Yes, can't you see?
The Chitlin' Circuit was a collection of venues that attracted Black artists from across the country. Up north in Harlem, the Cotton Club was the legendary performance venue that for years featured great Black entertainers. Sunset Lounge was considered the Cotton Club of the South. It felt like a safe haven for excellence.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
During Jim Crow, Black people would have to leave white-only neighborhoods in Palm Beach County by nightfall.
You know, if you're a Black man, you had a curfew. You couldn't be in a certain area, even over in Palm Beach at a certain time.
Soul singer George McCrae was born and raised here. He's known for his chart-topping disco song, Rock Your Baby. He gave me a taste of what it would have sounded like when he performed it at the lounge in the early 1970s.
Woman, take me in your arms, rock your baby. Woman, take me in your arms, rock your baby.
When legal segregation ended in 1964, children were often sent to different schools, and Black middle and upper class families had more options. They began moving to other parts of the county. And when the Chitlin' Circuit and the lounge's popularity began to dwindle, that hurt neighborhood businesses that relied on the Sunset to bring in customers.
So naturally, our agency would be remiss if we did not reinvent and revive that heritage.
Genia Baker is the project manager for the West Palm Beach Community Redevelopment Agency. She's from the city, and she's overseeing a $12.5 million expansion and renovation of the Sunset Lounge.
The building itself started out as a garage, if you will, on the first floor. And the second floor, which was incomplete, was open to the stars.
The Sunset Lounge building was built in 1926, and it was originally an auto service station with a rooftop garden.
It was just an open-air venue where folks would come and enjoy the fresh air and hear live music or what have you. So we're doing two things. The Sunset first floor lounge then would not only be just a juke joint, quote unquote, but it will now also be a full service restaurant. We're also adding a rooftop bar garden area on the new portion of the building, which harkens back to when the Sunset initially was built.
The renovated Sunset Lounge is scheduled to open later this year, and soul singer George McCrae says it should serve as a cultural anchor in the community for the next generation.
It's a heritage spot for us to remember. It's one of the best ideas, I think, for West Palm Beach, to preserve that.
For Here and Now, I'm Wilkin Brutus in West Palm Beach.
Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of